Central America reels from Tropical Storm Agatha. China Partner lays the groundwork for future church leaders in China, and a radio program reaches across Central Asia with hope. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. In the wake of Tropical Storm Agatha, El Salvador and Honduras are on red alerts. Guatemala is under a state of public calamity. Nicaragua fared better, but Food for the Hungry's Nathan Sandal says
intense rains caused flooding in the northwest region of the country, and in two of the communities that we work in, we had 100 homes which lost their roofing.
The government got to the worst hit, but
some of the smaller peri-urban regions where we work have not been attended with assistance in repair or anything of that sort.
Urgent needs are the key to ministry.
As we share people caring for them, we have doors open to be able to share that there's a God who cares about them as well. In the past, situations like this have provided lots of opportunities to share the love of Christ and share the gospel message of redemption through Christ.
You can help make a difference in all this. We'll tell you more at our website. In more Agatha news, over 120 people died in Guatemala alone. Ministry there has also been affected. 19 Compassion International Assisted Child Development Centers there were affected by the storm. Pray for the safety of the children and staff. Pray the chaos won't hinder the spread of the gospel either. Compassion will contact you if your sponsored child has been affected. You're listening to Mission Network News. As Stuart Webster of the Evangelical Alliance Mission sat with laughing youth at New Life Church and Cafe, he was surrounded by their ministry to mostly the younger generation of Sweden.
We're trying to keep our hands on the pulse of the society and the questions that they're asking. And what seems to be touching people the most is community, loving relationships, realizing that they don't have to be alone.
Through friendship evangelism, their message is
Jesus Christ is for everybody.
Well, this weekend they want to share this with the community of Stockholm on Sweden's National Day. They'll go to a public park for worship, fellowship, and baptisms. Webster says too often people forget that Europe still needs Christ.
There's a lot of consciousness that needs to take place toward seeing particularly affluent Northern Europe as a place that needs people to come and preach and live out the gospel. People here are in the same need of the good news.
Next, church growth is a good thing, right? But what do you do when the church outgrows its leaders? Well, churches throughout China have been asking the same question for years. China Partners' Eric Berkland says
there are so many more believers that are coming to faith on a yearly basis than can be equipped or can be shepherded by ordained, trained pastors.
To counteract this trend as much as possible, China Partner has for years been conducting training seminars through local Chinese churches. The ministry recently trained over 50 lay pastors in Sichuan Province who likely would never have had the opportunity to get training otherwise. How did they help?
We help provide much-needed training equipment, books, theological study books, commentaries, study Bibles, and the like. Much-needed helps that these lay pastors or these volunteer pastors need so desperately.
Pray for the church in China. Our website has specific prayer points. And each time Heart Companion is broadcast across Central Asia, the production team faces threats just delivering the program to the transmission site. Yet the risk is paying off as the broadcast is gaining a faithful following just after 5 months on the air. Broadcasting weekdays, FIBA Radio and HCJB Global Voice join together to make the program possible. Broadcasts challenge listeners to deepen their faith and share it unashamedly. Pray the broadcast will attract even more listeners. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Churches are always looking for great missions resources, right? Well, how about Mission Network News monthly bulletin inserts? It's up-to-date news to help get your friends out of the pew and actively involved in outreach. Call 1-800-995-4828 for subscription information or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.